Hey, today let's discuss shadow work and a few ways we can radically integrate our darkness. So take a deep breath and exhale, letting everything out. Is shadow work. Shadow work refers to getting in touch with parts of ourselves we have repressed, sometimes called our dark side. This means unearthing what we can't see or choose not to see in order to heal unconscious characteristics. We carry these qualities unknowingly in all areas of our lives. These are the not so presentable qualities we have, such as anger, rage, greed, envy, addiction, so on and so forth. Basically, all that we deny in ourselves, whatever we perceive as inferior or evil or morally and socially unacceptable, becomes part of the shadow. It's like a disowned self. And our shadow self can be triggered by certain experiences, situations, and circumstances, and without being acknowledged, can manifest in us as feelings of anxiety and deep depression. This shadow happens as we develop, when traits associated with being good are accepted, while others associated with being bad are rejected. And as human beings, we have basic needs: physical and emotional safety, financial security, belonging, etc. But as children, when we express certain parts of ourselves, we all receive negative cues from our environment. So we did what seems best for everyone: adjust our behavior to gratify our basic needs, and therefore learning to adapt to the expectations of the world. And that could have been in home or outside. So boom, picture being an artist and not being able to create. Say if you had conventional thinking parents who immigrated to a new country in order to give you a better chance at their idea of success. And they have a career in mind, like medicine, already planned out for you at birth. Or imagine being attracted to the same sex in middle school and having homophobic siblings. What do you think we do as kids in these type of situations? Exactly. This naturally creates unacceptable parts of ourselves that we leave completely out of view, outside of conscious awareness, aka a personal shadow or a collection of disowned parts. These are the qualities we deny in ourselves, you know, the same ones we deny or rebuke in others. And yeah, it's a name for this. It's called projection. Projecting onto another what we've buried within ourselves. Our ego uses this mechanism to defend itself, or better yet, to defend how it perceives itself, distorting reality completely in the process. So, I feel like I can already hear your questions. How can I apply this to my life? How can I use this? How can I use this to change my day-to-day experience? And I feel you on that. So here's a few integration methods. So first things first, let's start with reviewing childhood. Each of our shadows began developing during our earliest experiences. So in order to integrate our shadow self, we must reflect on that experience and unearth what has been repressed. Asking yourself questions about your childhood and answering with self-compassion is a great place to begin on your shadow work journey. So open your notes or grab a pen and paper. And here's a couple questions to reflect on. So the first one is, was I completely accepted as a child? Take your time, reflect on this question, and I'll be here when you're ready. Okay, hopefully something came up and you was able to write it down. The second question I want you to answer is, what did I do when I didn't feel safe to be me? Again, take your time and think about this question. What did I do when I didn't feel safe to be me? Write down whatever comes up. Thirdly, what parts of me were not okay to express at home? Take your time. Write down whatever comes up. And the last question I want you to reflect on is, in what ways did I learn to adapt to the needs of my parents? So hopefully you've written down everything that's come up. And if not, you'll be able to reflect on these questions later. Let's move on. So the next thing we're going to reflect on is how to use our triggers. So triggers as an adult are traumatic reenactments of our past. They also can inform us of what's hidden within our subconscious minds and bodies. Shadow work can help us figure out what reasoning is behind certain triggers. Our triggers include anything that brings up an emotion, be it positive or negative. And not addressing the deemed negative triggers, like words or phrases or routines or even places, can lead to an increase of overwhelm and stress. So let's take a look at what integrating our triggers can actually look like. One is identifying the source of the trigger. Another is observing bodily, emotional, and sensational responses to situations, people, or circumstances without letting it fully hijack the present moment. Another way is self-regulating in real time by breathing deeply and attuning into the senses and cultivating present moment awareness. And lastly, confiding in a viscerally safe relationship, whether a partner, a friend, or a mental health professional. So the next integration method is simply not judging yourself. A mistake people make in beginning shadow work is further judging what they realize about themselves. Doing this only disconnects the relationship we have with self. So being compassionate and self-accepting alleviates inner resistance. And it truthfully allows us to embrace parts of us that we have yet to acknowledge. Also, like I referenced earlier, it's really important to keep a mental health journal. Journaling allows us to better process what we're feeling, While practicing shadow work especially, keeping a journal can help you to better process thoughts and feelings that have been laying dormant within you over time. This method can also allow you to think with a different perspective and see how your experiences may have caused you to hide certain aspects of your personality from yourself and from the people around you. The focus should always be to shift from judgment to radical acceptance. And lastly, meditation. Meditation has many, many benefits, but in shadow work, it's an exceptional tool to become aware of our habitual thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Slowing down and observing our thoughts more clearly and deeply truly helps us to explore what's hidden just beyond our conscious awareness. And this is exactly what we need to understand ourselves and understand where and how we can integrate all of our darkness.